Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 23!
Yay! In the background of that.
It was like Saturday morning TV.
Oh.
And we're live. Max, you're back.
Hey! Hello there.
Good of you to come down to the podcast studio.
Nice. No, very nice. That's just what drunk. We did it for. For that just joke. Drunk.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's just for that.
Really
mate.
Committed.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Max. I didn't realise you were acting the whole time.
In that field.
Furious about that.
And you ran across the motorway.
Farmer doing all his work in the morning. I'm doing a bit. Good spray players doing a bit.
Oh, really good stuff, though. Max, how have you been?
Good, yeah. I've just been recovering, obviously, from just a night of debauchery and fun.
Night's too long, I'd say. Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. Oh man! And then just sort of hiding myself away from the world, just waiting for that to just blow over.
How long was the recovery period?
So the next day was just awful. Then, like, certain things were happening in my body that I just didn't realise would happen.
Yeah.
Toilet breaks, shall we say? Not
shut
as
that
fun.
Balloon out.
Yeah,
no, they're not as fun.
Not as fun as they used to be.
A balloon?
It's sort of like a popped balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally the highlight of your day.
Just put the newspaper, relax in.
You can take the children's party presenter out of the party.
Especially if it's...
A 31-year-old Everton player.
Hey!
Keep our streets safe. Isn't that right, Cameron?
And our kids.
That's very illegal.
What, keeping our street what? Safe
no,
is
no,
illegal?
No, very true. What he did was very illegal.
Yes.
Well said, Cameron.
Mate. If it was
about?
A Liverpool player, would you be this conflicted right now?
I'd be more... When we get slammed with a great big fine, then...
I was just on about his terrible performance last season.
Hey!
So was I. Yeah. So was I, yeah.
Why can't we name him? Bit weird.
No, yeah, fair enough. I got the wrong end of the stick there.
He's in the public eye. He has to be accountable for his bad performances.
Of course, and when
bad
I said,
performances on the pitch.
When I said keep our kids safe, I meant from his bad footballing.
Yeah, you don't want kids to grow up and... You know, he did.
31-year-old Everton player.
Shit. And all of a sudden he's going around playing badly.
Yeah. I've seen him in that, I don't know if it's the away kit, but it's like an all orange strip.
Yeah, that's really hot.
And we've got
Jesus.
Like an all-in-one jumpsuit. It's really impressive, actually. Well done. No sponsors either. Mad respect for that. I'm not sure about the handcuffs, though.
Put the number on the front, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, they're very nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
A long number, is it? Yeah, I don't remember changing that.
Jesus.
Player 24601.
And he's moved to the wing.
It's been done
by everyone. I'm just riffing on them.
I think my favourite thing about the whole situation is my friend was reading out the sort of the news header.
Yeah.
It was like 31-year-old Premier League footballer. It's like, I can't imagine there's that many 31-year-old. Like,
they left little dabblings of... And I think they also mentioned it was Manchester Police.
Yes.
They knew it was the Manchester
Greater Manchester
club
Police, an Everton first team player suspended indefinitely.
They didn't say it was an Everton first team player. They put the pieces together because Everton said that
Everton
a player had...
An official communication.
Anyway, Max, you've got beef with a taxi driver. What's that all about?
Well, I did. So originally my beef was a taxi driver was given, you know, fair wage to take me home. Obviously in my state, I understand that it could be, you know, not a fare that he wanted to do. But it cut to me, you know, frolicking through a field with my shirt off, which I have to assume...
A replacement shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I have to assume was me getting out to be sick.
Or maybe you just finally fell in love with the countryside.
No, definitely not.
You saw a rabbit. Yeah.
I take my shirt off when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Years of bulimia have taught me that.
Oh, God.
Don't be
wearing let's bleep
clothes.
That.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's not for the podcast.
If one thing in this podcast shouldn't go out, it's that.
He took a picture and then he sent it to someone with a platform, who then posted that out for the world to see.
No way.
The guy's got a sense of fun.
Which
I like
to
that.
Me is like.
That's not cricket.
That's a bit, that's a bit dodgy.
Did he send it to the British Tourism Board? If anything's going to rejuvenate this country's economy, it's this picture. Get back in touch with nature.
I think my boxes were halfway up my body.
It was the look up to the sky for me on the picture that really made it.
God. You're just enjoying your day.
Like an album cover.
Maybe. Yeah, no way. Yeah. No way. Well,
thank you for so the funny. Countryside, God.
Suffer of hay fever? No, I'm not grateful
it's
for that.
It's the new Piriton advert. I'm free.
What would you like to say to your taxi driver?
Well, so now I heard, I watched a bit of the latest podcast where they said that he wasn't going to take me.
Yeah.
Then he recognised Adam from the Have a Word podcast.
He's going to kick himself when he sees me.
Which is why he said he'd take me in the first place. Yeah. So it's like, part of me is like, it's very nice of him to do it. Of course it is. But the other half is like, the picture just... I feel like there has to be some sort of like
meters on.
Do you know what I think? Maybe the taxi driver was showing a picture of you, trying to get a bigger fee. Maybe going, you know, it's not easy. He's frolicking in the grass. bloody taking Alan Titchmarsh here. Now, Max, whilst you were drunk, you were worried about your performance on the podcast.
Mm.
I told you you're really funny. I told you, you know, funniest person I know.
Well,
unfortunately, Cameron Green over here did something the other day, which has just become the favourite thing of mine.
It's not the clip on the...
I'm just going to play... this is Cameron pretending to be a Scouse shoplifter. He's a little bit camp.
Oh, no.
this is him.
Hello. Are you thinking that? Don't talk to me like that. Get out, this cow. I remember you from back in the day watching the Paulo Crazy Show, fobbing yourself down. Don't talk to me like that, you have.
I lost the FIFA tournament and they made me go and stand on a bridge in front of a load of people doing it.
No.
And then as soon as it finished, I camply ran away.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They wouldn't have thought you were camp before that. The den as you run off.
There's more to this man than meets the eye.
You haven't seen the actual video yet as the guy. It's brilliant.
We got tagged in it on the Tries podcast account because they said Cam's on the loose in Liverpool.
I got tagged in it personally by someone else saying disgraceful behaviour from you here, and a couple of people inboxed it to me saying I should get them done for copyright infringement of my outfit.
Yeah, so. He did dress the same as her, was pushed over.
Oh. And he's got a medallion on, short shorts. And I looked at him and thought, how fucking rude. And I was like, speaking of rude.
Very good. Cam, you got a new job.
Yeah.
Well, for now.
I'm going to the shadow shift, and if that all works out, then I'll be in a new job.
Okay.
But no, we're not going to speak about it because, we don't want to get you sacked from more jobs.
Thanks, pal. Cheers.
It makes us look bad after a while. But congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
What field is it in?
Max is on that.
Adult entertainment.
Adult entertainment.
Late night adult entertainment.
Ooh.
There we go.
Ooh.
Make of that what you want.
Adults are entertained by different things.
Mm. Yes, yeah. That's correct.
Zoe got a tattoo over the weekend. So my question is, mainly to these two gents.
Well,
and would you get another tattoo, Cam? Would you ever get a tattoo? If so, what of?
I feel like at different times I've thought about getting a tattoo if I really wanted one.
What?
I'm 30 years old and I would have had one by now. I guess I'm just not that bothered. It's a nonsense that it needs to mean something.
I think I would want it to mean something because if I had catnip written on me, I feel like, you know, there's come a time where I go, I don't want catnip, you know, written on my arm.
Yeah.
So I'd rather it did mean something because then it'll always, you'd hope it'd always resonate with you.
The idea of getting older and them being looking a bit shit, I think that's ridiculous. Like, who cares?
You look shit anyway when you get old.
Yeah. Keep yourself in shape if you don't want them to go saggy, because you'll be saggy anyway. It's kind of...
Yeah. There you go, old people. For all our tattooed pensioners that are listening. Just get a bloody swing ball and have a go, yeah?
Get a swing ball?
What about
great,
you, Max?
Great exercise.
I think the things I care enough about to get a tattoo of, I wouldn't want a tattoo of.
What are we talking?
I like, you know, video games and stuff, but I don't want a fucking PlayStation controller tattooed on me.
No, but what about something from a video game?
Yeah, but
it could be something about a sexy character from a video
game. Like a bit of a sleeve with some like characters. Yeah. I know someone that's
but it's not for me.
Oh, you can get like an IMAX with a tombstone on your arm.
What's Zoe's of?
So she's got
every member of the Stephen Tries podcast.
Just a bit of Ryan. Half a job. She got it was something that reminded her of a mum and a dad combined into one thing.
Right.
It's like fine art. So it looks nice.
Yes.
It
was nice. Was it painful?
No. The guy who did it, he said she had a nose pierce. She said that would hurt more than a tattoo.
It doesn't hurt as much as you think it would.
Yeah.
Because I was umming and ahhing about getting mine for ages because my mate Joe said it's like a cat scratching sunburned skin. And I thought, that sounds absolutely horrendous.
Not going through that again.
Know what I mean?
What poets are you friends with? Doth the cat scratcheth the skin.
The catnip is not worth it. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm not doing that.
We've stumbled across a theme.
Catnip and nonsense.
Cats and
it's not that bad.
it's great to get the title out of the way. I struggle for ages.
Is that Max from Cats and Nonsense?
You've seen Cats and Dogs. Get ready for this one. Finally, Kevin Spacey's back.
Cats versus Nonsense.
I wouldn't watch that. I don't know who to root for.
He'd have recast James Corden as well as one of the cats from Cats jumping round to
Judy Dench.
Come down this alley.
Twist could be that he's a nonce.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I will get another one, a tattoo though.
What else?
I don't know, I was dared into getting this one because, you know, my sister's fiance is a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
We were having a drink and he said, would you ever want a tattoo? I said, I'd maybe want Dionysus, having a cause light for a laugh. And then he sketched her all out and was like, oh, that is quite nice. He's like, I'll book you in tomorrow. We can get it done.
How does he know Dionysus off just you saying it?
Well, he looked it up on Google, didn't he? You're not like an expert on Greek mythology like I have to be. One person a week says, what's that? I'm like, sit doth down. let me weave a yarn.
Freedom Day, baby.
Yeah. That's good.
Everyone's sorry. So the heat wave. I forgot to mention the heat wave.
My hands are very clammy.
Freedom Day. clubs are open. Masks off. Yeah, you're loving it. Did you go clubbing?
One of the lads on my football team was just took to doing Uber, just like at just the right moment, because he says Freedom Day is coming and everyone's going to go out. So he's making an absolute fucking parcel off doing that. I have no interest, though, myself, in going to a nightclub whatsoever for the foreseeable.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't care.
We're too old.
I'm too old, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to not have to worry about the mask so much. I keep it with me, but there have been times where I've nipped out to get something from the shop. I forgot my mask. I've had to go back up. Mm. Now I can just look all apologetic and walk into the shop.
Yeah, and they can see that full expression as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Before then.
I mean, Nan last night, who's usually just such a mild-mannered woman, said, I went into Morrison's and there was only 5 of us without a mask and people are looking at me and I'm looking back at them and they're pulling faces and you can tell behind the mask and I'm thinking of saying to him, your problem is that you're so fucking fat. I was like, what? I'm saying to him and I was like, you know the biggest problem in this country is obesity, and if they wear a mask, they won't be able to fit to eat so much. I'm like, Jesus, wet man, I'm going to bed.
He's going to be on GB News soon.
He's getting on
new
the podcast.
Panelist. That's a line for everything. People are so fucking fat.
I think I've got a new nemesis now.
Maybe she can join us later on.
We'll see.
See what she's got to say. Maybe she'll ruin her own reputation.
To be fair, she didn't say the F word. I was putting it in for dramatic effect.
Now we're getting fined.
She wouldn't do that.
What, fat?
No, the other word.
They're so fucking chubby.
I think obese was the word she used.
Fucking
actually.
Huge. So fucking jolly, yeah.
These portly fuckers.
Tom, what have you been up to?
Nothing, Stephen. I'm working too much. I'm not a day off since the last podcast. Someone needs to give. Someone needs to change.
You off today?
Well, I had to do some work this morning. because it needed just needed doing, and
Looney. No.
And you know, this is work.
Yeah.
Can't just rock up to this.
No.
Without being Joe very learned. Well prepared.
In the news, anti-sex beds at the Olympics. No, that's not having sex with your mum's brother, mother, sister. From St. Helens. Anti-sex beds at the Olympics, made from cardboard, so only one person can be on them. Basically, if you remember the 2012 Olympics, everyone was rogering each other. And I think at this Olympics, they've gone, hold on, COVID, I don't want our athletes being out of it.
Mm.
So they've designed beds which can only suit one person. But I think, how can you go, you know, imagine Mo Farah.
Yeah.
He's probably like 8 stone.
Yeah.
And then you've got shot putters.
Weightlifters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are going to be, you know, heavier people that are probably going to weigh the weight of two.
Yeah.
It just broke, I swear.
No.
It's me nan in Japan.
You fat bastards.
I made this bed with my own fair hands.
Still had the mouse traps in. I'll get them. What do you make of that, anti-sex beds?
Of course, you can have sex standing up.
And what?
These are athletes, healthy people.
Yeah.
And they probably find a way around it, can't they?
That's true enough, actually. Yeah. They haven't thought that through at all. They should just have maybe security.
I don't know why they're so bothered.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Katie Hopkins, deported from Australia. she boasted about breaking quarantine in a hotel room because she'll do anything for a headline. How is that a headline as well?
Mm. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Would you make a Katie Hopkins?
She strikes me as like a. There's a few of these people on the far, like people like Nigel Farage kind of thing that have kind of they've carved out a career, haven't they? They've figured out where to exist, what to say.
There's even football pundits who do it as well.
Yeah.
Just say,
yeah.
Well, I think my favourite quote of hers is when she was on the.
Oh, when it,
Good Morning Britain,
her daughter's name.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like people whose names are countries or things like that.
Names of places.
And her daughter's called India.
She must know that.
Yeah.
I don't think she's that thick.
No, exactly. It's clear. I don't think it's put on, but it's more exaggerated just because it's.
It's like Keith Lemon.
Because she's an idiot, isn't she? She's not really bringing much.
Have we just given her what I wanted, what she wanted by mentioning her name?
I think we might have, yeah.
Possibly.
Can we change the name?
Well, I think Piers Morgan's similar, you know, throwing up eating a sausage roll. And everyone's talking about it.
Maybe he was ill, Tom.
Maybe.
Some compassion, mate.
Sorry, Piers Morgan.
I'll drink to that. Hi, welcome back to the greatest segment on the podcast. This week's drink is Dr. Pepper.
Bubbly.
Previously.
Yes.
Niche.
Well done, guys. Let me know your thoughts on Dr. Pepper in the comment section below. Please also like the video. Someone fucking like it, yeah? Someone watch it.
The Dr. Pepper at headquarters.
Finally. Welcome back to Slagging Off a Podcast. Hi. This week's podcast is Alfie Days, The Secret's Out. So this is a podcast which is above us in the charts.
Okay.
Hold on, Stephen. Our podcast is in the comedy section. What's that doing there? Great fucking point. Comedy? Alfie Days?
Who is he?
Scathing. Get it! Get him!
What else, Cam?
Niche. Was he the guy who did the trying to live off a pound for a week or something? Trying to live off a pound a day. And then he actually ended up spending loads of money.
Spent 15 quid on a beard comb, I think.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it and then complained or something. What a silly guy.
Yeah, he's not funny at all.
Normally, I think in that video, it's like, normally I have filtered water. But they had to get water from the tap.
he's not relatable. He's not funny. The secret's out. But yeah, you're a fucking gossip. No one likes a gossip.
Why is he a gossip?
The secret's out.
Right. Okay.
Premise of the podcast?
Just him gossiping, I think.
Is that okay?
Him gossiping.
Just
with,
wild conjecture.
Have you watched any of it?
You shouldn't have to.
Mate, life's too short for that.
No, I agree.
It's all just wild conjecture about which Premier League footballers are paedophiles. So
have you noticed nobody on our podcast, bar Captain Fizz, has had a lisp? Yeah?
Wow, that's incredible.
Captain Fizz?
And no offence to people with lisps, but podcast isn't your game, you know? Maybe window washing or something like that. That's what we get fined for.
The window washing community.
That is not saliva.
That is a liquid I've formulated for 5 years.
Baby, that is your son. It's a premium blend of soap and bubbles.
It's more than a lisp going on there, isn't it? Fair play to you, lad.
You've been drinking window cleaner, boy. Anyway, Alfie Days.
Get fucked.
Yeah. We move over just a little bit from one news story to the ultimate news story. That's right. It's headline news. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. Max, what's the headline?
Father reunited with kidnapped son after 24-year search.
I feel like I saw this.
Same.
On the news thing next to the lift.
Oh, wow.
Where was he from?
I was going to say Japan.
I didn't read the story, but I saw an image.
It was Japan, and he was hiding under a cardboard bed. That's my guess.
I'll go. Australia.
Argentina.
It was China.
Ah!
Ooh. Viva la China, I guess.
I think they say that.
Obviously didn't remember the picture that well.
My main man, Guo Gangtang, his son, was 2 years old when the son was kidnapped from in front of their home. The kid was then sold to a family in like a far-off, distant
city. Of course,
because
sons are worth more in China.
Yeah. The one-child rule. Guo gets on a motorbike and attaches flags to the back with a picture of his son and big flag saying, I'm looking for your kids, you know, I'll find you, whatever. And he just drove around the whole of China for 24 years.
Jesus.
And he actually found a lot of other missing children by doing this, you know, raised a lot of awareness.
What a fucking hero.
Yeah, raised a lot of money, awareness and stuff. In the end, they found his son, who was at this point a teacher. Wow. And he's like 26 at this point. The kid went, all right, I'm glad you're my dad, but I'm going to stick with the parents that raised me.
Bought me?
I know the buying
illegally.
Thing.
Nah, diss track coming out on those next week, guys.
You what?
Well, so one of them,
I wanted
it,
the parents to be killed at that point.
Jesus.
I wanted him to run them over in his bike.
Is there even a relationship there? Do they even speak?
He sees them like every now and then.
No, his relationship with his family is going to fall apart soon.
Yeah. You imagine if the other parents were lorry drivers and they were like chasing him down for years. And it's like an episodic show. Every week he escapes him with some new wacky way.
That's crazy though, isn't it?
Dresses up as a terracotta warrior and hides like, where has he gone? Escape for another week.
There you go.
I'm glad he gets to see, like, the biological father gets to see him, you know, as well, though.
Yeah. There was a film based on it.
Very awkward dinner Grateful between kids. The lot of them, surely. Yeah. Because, as you say, they did do something very,
well, I mean,
morally wrong.
Yeah.
You bought my kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's worse, I guess, the people that stole the kid.
Yes, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think they've been arrested.
Good.
Yeah, recently been arrested.
Yeah. Oh, well then.
Rested for doing stuff with kids, yeah, mad. But there you go. Lovely little story there.
Yeah. Yes.
Sort of.
Well, yeah, it's not the perfect end, but, you know, that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So true.
Not everything's
not a film, is it?
No.
It is. There is a film of it.
What's that? A little bit of Convo and Chill, not a sponsor, because why would they?
It's been a while.
Yeah, but...
Name a song that would be on your sex playlist.
Damn, son. It's always cliche with me.
Yeah.
So you have got one. I mean, I'm this is an admission that you do have one.
I don't have a sex playlist, but you just sort of think R&B, slow jams. You don't want to be thrust into EDM, as I found out.
Where's it right down?
Yeah. Sound of silence, please. Ding, 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 ding. It's the sound of my girlfriend's disappointing sighs.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. Bird.
I heard it when you walked in before.
Imagine David have a bit of God Save the Queen.
Yeah, that's right.
Bit of Jerusalem.
Yeah. I'm standing up for that. Literally. So do you have a song? You've got a good choice of music when I'm in the car with you.
I was shifting my V plates to the Cortinas when I was a younger boy. Yeah, and that I don't listen to the Cortinas anymore.
No?
No, because Liam Frey wasn't a generous lover. So I don't know what else I'd have on him now. I mean, my kind of music's not... It's very eclectic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose every couple of minutes, if it's going to last more than a couple of minutes, it'll be shifting all over the show.
Is it a sort of thing that you do when you live with other people?
What do you mean?
Yeah,
like play music.
Put the TV up.
to let them all know.
Yeah.
Man, I love that.
They drown out the sound. We'll get to hearing. To drown out the sound. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
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 Have your creaky joints.
They're fucked. These joints are well oiled, baby.
That's what they call foreplay around. Get that aloe vera.
Get that WD-40. Come on. Squirt it all over me.
Bit of pseudocreme. I've got a nitchy back.
Bring the lube. Not for that, for my fucking arm.
Got athlete's foot. Come on.
Put your back into it. This is for you.
Are you going to come? We've been doing this for 15 minutes now.
I don't get anything after this.
Fuck off, I can do myself. Everything that needs to be said has been said.
Do you have a playlist?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, what, don't you like parody songs?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No one's going to listen to fucking Weird Al.
I feel like you like advert jingles.
I'm spending
all my life living in an Amish paradise.
But,
a 31-year-old Everton player.
That's Baby Shark on his.
Okay, this is a good one. Would you wait and stay loyal if your partner got 5 years in prison?
Well, welcome to today's guest, Mrs.
Yeah.
5 years.
Oh. As soon as he read it,
I would have to start off with, it depends why.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I'd stay loyal.
If it's a crime, like they've committed a lot of fraud, you know, done the government out of, you know, 20 million.
Okay.
But they get 5 years, is my point.
Yeah.
Then you're happy with that?
Yeah, I can wait.
They're manslaughter in a car.
Yeah.
And they've killed someone. But not on purpose, they were just
a hit
going
and run
too quick.
Sort of thing, yeah.
Well, no,
not on run.
Stayed.
But,
yeah. And you get 5 years for it. Reckless driving.
Yes.
You would.
You'd stay.
What if it was on purpose?
If it was on purpose, then no.
And it was a 31 year old Premier League footballer. She'd decided it had gone away lightly.
and when he's in court and they say 5 years, he goes, oh. I'd like a slice of that pie.
Then yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Yeah, what, I think
would you,
so.
How would you sort of put it in your head to go, okay, I'm not going to see my partner properly for 5 years? How would you try and...
I think, well, I mean, it's going to be difficult for them. So
I think they've got the worst end.
Yeah, so I can, you know, obviously be there, go and see them, try and, you know, lift them up and keep them all right about it, because it's going to be a long fucking...
He's going in dressed as characters each week. Cam, what if, to add a little flavour to your story,
yeah.
As you've worked in the news and stuff, you got to report on the story, and it was to do with Annabelle getting 5 years.
What's the crime?
And it's like, man, you report it. It's like, hey, Cam, this story's a... If you do this, well, you get a big promotion.
I'd just be reporting the facts, wouldn't I? So it wouldn't be a problem.
What about if she was framed for something to, you know, like... That's
by you
quite
to get
bad.
A promotion.
This is my big break. What have I framed it for?
It's up to you, mate. Let your imagination run wild.
All the interns running around trying to find the stories.
I don't think not doing the dishes is a crime, Cam.
Well.
Yeah, that's very Machiavellian of me, but it's a tough world and you've got to get ahead somehow.
Yeah. I bet you're seething inside. All those years of preparation wasted.
I'm going to need a new target.
Oh, dear. What about yourself?
For me, 5 years, Zoe B, 27, which is okay.
That's get engaged as soon as she comes out.
Don't show your ring off to the inmates, though. Let me take that. And both rings. Yeah, it's not too bad. Gives me more chance to focus on my script.
Well, she's been snatching cats and throwing them in the river. Oh, well.
It's quite funny, though.
I don't like cats.
protecting the nonsense they're attacking.
At that point, yeah.
Epic battle at strange ways.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's quite fun, yeah. Oh, this one's good. Oh. And there's a Netflix show about this.
It's good. Mm.
If your true love was someone you're not married to, would you leave your current partner for them? So there's a show about this where it was like Tinder. It's set in the future. And you could go on there and find your true love. And imagine my true love was Max and Max was mine. If we both were willing to do it, it'd show us who we are. I think if the other person doesn't do it, you don't find out who they are.
So, it's just a silhouette. That's Max, that is.
would you be intrigued to find out who your true love is?
Okay, let's say it's not my girlfriend.
Could be there. Imagine that.
Well, there you go. I don't think I'd
come on, Vanessa Hudgens.
What'd you do if you just give it with Eamon Holmes? Next time you watch This Morning, like.
and in this world,
the audience.
This explains so much.
But in this world, he would also know now by this point.
You turn up and it's like that scene in Joker where you sat in the audience so This Morning and you both lock eyes and you're going. And Ruth's going, Eamon.
Eamon Holmes outside with a stereo.
Just playing Weird Al.
Doing weenie in a bottle.
If it's Eamon Holmes, then fine.
Yeah.
If it's not, I don't think I care enough to look because I'm very happy with
I'm fairly certain that if I opened it and did that, it just turned to the front facing camera. I'd be like, that's right. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. It would, wouldn't
and
it?
And comes in and kissing my hand again.
It'd be that Scouse bloke from me.
Who are you? Who are you? Where do you think you're? Who do you think you're?
imagine for some you know, people out there, some hillbillies maybe, or rednecks, no offence. Imagine if it was their family.
Oh, Nan.
Not you, you fat fucker. So what was the answers there? Would you look?
No. Definitely would.
That's a yes.
Definitely would.
Yes, no.
Oh, no. But maybe.
Oh, mate, yeah, maybe.
I think I'm on the fence just because I'm an idiot.
I think I'd say no and then wait until... Because that surely it'd be forever.
Yeah.
So I'd maybe wait for my deathbed and go, oh.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want it to affect my current life.
No.
Vanessa Hudgens!
Vanessa Feltz.
No. That'd be worth it, wouldn't it?
Be worth it on your death.
Picture in the life of good or bad with the lovely Vanessa Feltz.
Your last thought.
What's the no? Are you falling?
Yeah, so I'm dying. Yeah.
Falling in love.
Falling in love, yeah.
With old VF. What's that? Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
That's my true love right there. Cam, you are our detective this week.
Yeah.
And the item in question is a certificate, which says you're personally invited to view a highly acclaimed framed masterpiece. And then I think the name's covered up there with some lovely clips and paper.
Very clever.
At an exhibition of the school's artwork, professionally framed and exhibited in our art gallery. slightly resembling the school hall, on the date 26th of 6/06.
Tom, would you mind if we started with you today?
Yep.
Might I ask how old you were on the date in question?
I think I was year 10.
Year 10?
Yeah, I was doing GCSE at the time, GCSE art.
So if you're doing GCSE art, did everybody who were personally invited to be a highly acclaimed and framed masterpiece receive this certificate?
A couple of people did. It wasn't, it was nothing to do with my school.
Right.
We were visited by an art school, kids art school. So we, my one of my pieces got selected.
And
I was really good at art.
I can believe it. Yeah. Yeah. What's the piece in question?
It was some humans walking with a big boar on a
ball.
A boar, like they were gonna spit roast kind
so
of.
So like
thing.
Stick men.
Ooh, that's not very vegan.
Spit roast,
yeah. Sexy.
Never good fucking spit
sexy
roast.
Stick men. I'm just struggling to visualise the rationale of having a painting done by year 10 of some stick men with a ball.
It wasn't like we were doing cave drawings or something. It was,
we'd all just watched Ice Age at playtime and
you'd have a vague same brief idea. And then people in the class, you know, we'd sit down, we'd
put all our stuff
on
out
the
of mine.
Yeah. And the work would get judged normally by the teacher, but this time it was judged by the kids, and certain ones were selected by the two classes that were at the time, and they put an exhibition together.
Okay.
And this was given to us by, yeah.
If it helps, I heard about this exhibitionist at a school.
He came there under the guise of teaching them football.
Yeah, is that right? Oh, it brings us a...
It's my first
neatly
touch.
Neatly on.
Anyone else dribbling? Just me. Sorry, guys.
Steve, how old would you have been then on the date in question?
26th of 6/06, I would have been... 10. Not 11, because I'm born in July.
Ah.
Very close to being 11.
Ah. Okay, so I'm leaning more towards a 10-year-old being given something like this.
I'd think so. When it comes to art, you may think, look at his handwriting, he's not an artist. Art is completely different to writing.
I've seen your painting, I've judged your painting.
There you go. There was far less sex and horny in this one. I think the whole class did a similar piece.
Right.
And it was of a landscape.
Oh, yeah.
And there was there's like a wall, and basically the sky and the grass were there.
And you drew your true love lying on the grass in the field, looking up to the sky with no top on.
I drew...
This is a fucking masterpiece if I've ever seen one.
I did two hills...
Oh yeah,
and I've mentioned this on the podcast before. I swear, I put little two birds in each of the hills, so it looked like a pair of boobs. And then I panicked about it, thinking, "Oh God, God, I'm going to get punished for this." My mum went to art school, so art runs in my blood.
Oh, okay. Can you run me through what the exhibition looked like?
Exhibition was. School hall, so there's a pile of mats in the corner.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, Matt," and they all turned. there's just sort of like a shrine with lights pointing towards my piece, and everyone was applauding as me and my mum walked in. And then there was a lot of boards like that, so sort of like an open book.
Oh yeah,
that's how they were spaced.
Yeah, yeah.
And there'd be maybe two or three on each side.
Right. Okay. All right then, Max. How old would you have been on
the
date in question?
26 or 13 years of age.
13.
13-year-old boy.
Did you enjoy art as a young boy?
No, not really. Hated it. I'm not a very good drawer, as you have judged yourself.
No, I don't know. I think if you were given time,
he was terrible.
It was bad.
He had hours.
Yeah.
I'm not a good drawer. I don't care for it, though.
You could tell that.
Yeah. It's not my sort of thing. I like looking at drawings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Comic all day.
Yeah.
I love looking at your little man.
Thank you, my little man. And I like your tattoo as well.
But, yeah, it's not for me. Not really into it that much. But at school, it's one of those things they sort of pressure you into.
Yeah.
But the hard kids. take these oil paintings.
So, obviously, I lived in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff with the old Victorian boat stuff, the shipping yard. Okay. So you got like the Mary Rose, stuff like that, HMS Victory. So we had a day where we went there to paint four lions, a bit of squiggly water.
Four lions?
Four lions
on a boat.
So, I can't picture, Max, I can't picture what your painting was like. Can you paint,
yeah, so four
it, paint
lions,
it with
literally,
words?
So, literally, sort of like a, is that a rhombus?
Yeah.
Rhombus type shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Squiggly line for the water.
That's not a masterpiece. You're 13.
Yeah, I'm a 13 kid that doesn't care about art. That's like me saying, oh, do you care about chemistry?
So you should
do some chemistry.
That with a
they would make a certificate that says highly acclaimed.
They give that to every kid. It's like your participation trophy for going to a party.
Whoa, let's not talk down on that.
Cam.
I think I've made my decision.
Yeah.
Now, I'm basing this on this person actively trying to get me to not pick them. I think it's Max's invitation.
Invitation
to view the masterpiece.
No. You just got schooled, bitch.
Really?
I'm gonna go.
Is it you? Is it you, Tom?
You're so stupid.
You went to the schools, me? No, you're primary school, wasn't it? No. Would it be
masterpiece?
Where'd you get that from? Did you go to Bleak Hill?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my god. Fair enough then.
Thank you.
Fair enough. I thought I'd have been told about that by some of the friends I had that went to your school for the past, you know, 10, 15
you
years. They've never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Not much happens in St. Helens. I thought this would be big news.
This lad's drawn some tits. You're fucking joking. We're going.
Grab your coat. They'd be selling it in the town centre to this day, swear to God.
Well, there we have it, Cam. You doubted
so
my art ability.
Rubbish at being the detective.
No. I've been there, mate.
What's that? You want to hear an embarrassing story from a viewer?
Yes, well, please.
Yeah. I can do that. I can do that now. When I was 11, me and my best mate were catching the bus to school when we noticed another student waiting just down the road. We hadn't seen him before. After a few weeks, we naturally went over to introduce ourselves and make conversation. It turned out to be pretty funny. I often tell us stories about how he dated these three sisters called Polly, Molly and Holly.
Seriously.
After vaguely mocking him about this, one day the stories changed and he said how he had found an abandoned shed in a field loaded full with bikes. The next day we met up with this new kid, let's call him Ollie, where he took us to find these bikes. After about an hour, me and my friend eventually had enough and decided to head back since we realised there was no chance of finding these bikes. However, before we decided to leave, my friend said he needed to go for a wee, so I went behind a tree. Whilst I went round the other side, I suddenly heard my friend scream in terror. Not knowing what happened, I ran over to see him standing there, frozen to the stop, in complete horror. My friend managed to utter the words, "Turn around." As I did so, I saw Ollie there, standing naked, vigorously masturbating and letting out these demonic chuckles. Immediately, me and my friend ran and hid. After a while, we heard Ollie call out, "Sorry guys, I've calmed down now." The next day, we saw him at the bus stop and we confronted him about it and he denied what happened. A few days later, after we hadn't seen him for a while, we found out that he had left school to return back to a special needs school in Ireland. I forgot to mention he was Irish. However, the worst thing was, although we knew he was slightly older than us, it wasn't until after we found out that he was 18 and had been held back a few years.
What?
Wouldn't it be mad if he worked in Halfords now? And he just used to play the same trick on everyone in the retail park. Shit, he's full of bags, Joe, full of bags.
Plays for Everton now. That's insane.
Yeah.
That to me is like, is that believable? That's...
To make that up, there's a lot of detail.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, it's a rhombus and waves.
There's a bow in it.
The truth is often stranger than fiction. So they say.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah.
Well,
things do happen.
That is true.
New title for the podcast.
Put that in a mug.
Move over the way, cats and nonsense. Well, usually this is where we'd sit back and shut off our ears for IMAX, but it's gone.
It's actually gone.
New segment.
Yeah.
What's your approach for this, Max?
Review a film. Same.
I think
the original,
I think,
be different.
I think over the last couple of weeks, things between certain members of the podcast have got heated. Yeah. Things that I've said.
Well, it is summer. Clip that up.
Yeah.
Things I've said, which I didn't generally mean.
Yeah.
That were mean.
Yeah.
Directed at certain.
You just sarcastically laughed at what we've just said there, mate.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
You turn over a new leaf, or you're still being a bitch.
So I've been searching on ways to sort of relax and calm myself down. Uh-huh. I don't get into these sort of predicaments.
What are you calling the segment?
Max Relax.
Nice. I've actually prepared a little jingle for you.
Oh, nice.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Yep.
Real chilled.
Yeah.
That was nice.
You can sort of feel it seething.
I am kind of chilled.
Somewhere underneath that rhombus, under those squiggly lines, something from the depths is fucking raging.
It's pirate beef.
Fuck me. Jesus. Yeah, well, there you go.
Mate.
That's
very calm.
Is that it?
This is just a journey on me. Right, okay. Trying to relax. Fucking feel good about myself for once. Finally, I made it. I'm so grateful to Captain Ahab for letting me join him on his majestic boat, the Waylin. And boy, do I need a break. Away from that infernal Tom Looney, always making fun of me. And that clamorin' green with his fart of fetish. And away from all those pap-happy taxi drivers. I need to relax. Still got it. Oh, wait. What's that sound? It's beautiful. Oh my, so relaxing. Whale song. Hey you, cabin boy.
Hello.
Lead me to the deck so I can see these creatures. Wow, so beautiful. Hey cabin boy, look at the big whale. Don't stare at me. Oh hey, your friends have come to look too. Huh, they're a bit old, aren't they? And they have harpoons. No, stop. No. Oh, shit. Should have taken my shirt off.
Hello.
What? Oh, that's another cabbie. So, just...
What happened after that?
Another day in my life.
Wow, and that relaxes you.
Well, no, I'm still on that journey, still searching.
Wow.
Hopefully next week I can find the secret to... just
Zen.
Down. Zen Master Smith.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that you got caught up in all those whales being killed and, of course, the cabbie who'd left his car, got onto the boat.
They have got to travel too sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry you went through that.
Hey, no worries.
I was talking to Cameron.
So was I.
I enjoyed it, to be honest.
I feel a bit too calm. I'm not really in my zone at the moment. I'm just going to go off to the toilets and snort something.
Okay, man.
You going to go with him?
No, I'm not allowed to go to the toilet with him anymore.
So obviously, you know, everyone feels a bit relaxed now. Yeah. Feels good. Yeah. Ready to move up.
Oh. Ooh.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's me.
Who?
Who?
It's me.
It's me.
No, it's me from the hit film.
Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk. Peter Pan. It's me.
I think you might have a crippling lisp.
Oh,
It's me, Spencer the Sasquatch Stevenson.
The Sasquatch? I've heard about you.
Yeah.
Yes. Spencer the Sasquatch
Stevenson.
Don't act dumb. Don't act like you don't know.
You're a big personality, you are.
Playing Philly beggars.
Fuck me.
Thanks. I'm quite choosy.
What's brought you here today, Spencer?
I'll ask the questions.
Okay. Fucking hell.
What's your name?
Max. Your little fart noise, yep. If you're listening to IMAX,
we've got a lot of time for that.
I was huffing you. I was saying, shh.
You were huffing me. I had
a breath ring.
Going to what? Oh, okay, yeah, of course.
Yacking away. That's the sound of a same voice. Something I've never suffered with. You need to wipe your lenses. Anyway. I'm professional. Spencer's here to solve a mystery surrounding COVID-19. Easy for me to say, actually.
Yeah.
Well, COVID-19? Isn't there another word for it?
Have you heard?
Coronavirus?
It's better.
Or is it better? Is it?
Yeah.
Taking a piss.
The other one's scary.
Twat. I'll call you a twat. I'll call you a dick. I'll call you a cunt. But not a sod. Please, boys, be serious.
It's like listening to that Alfie Days podcast.
Great guy. Speaking of which, secret's out.
You big fuck.
COVID-19 is all lies. Listen up, getting close. It's all lies. They've been feeding you fibs. COVID-19 was all a ruse because of just loads of people higher up, the Illuminati and whatnot. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Wipe that smile off your face, I'll do it for you. Don't worry about coronavirus. It's not true, darling. Spencer de Sasquatch Stevenson, or SDS as I'm better known, has come up with a theory. Get ready for this.
Fuck.
It was all part of a plot to promote the film Batman. Robert Pattinson, good friend of mine, we used to go to Leighton Orient games, and he'd sit next to me and he'd say, "Get a load of this. I'm going to be the next Batman." And I'd say, "Whatever, mate, I'm here to watch the football." And he'd yak away in my ear, but some of it went in. And basically, it was all a big stunt to promote the new Batman film. Lo and behold, people worked out they could make a bit of money off this, selling masks, not Batman ones. Don't be silly. Usually gets a bigger laugh in my debunking group. Never mind, tough crowd.
Your mouth, does it?
Well, you can still hear stuff, silly. So they were doing that, and it's gone on that long that no one's really bothered about it, and everyone just cares about coronavirus.
So how does that help market the film?
Everyone takes the bat.
Oh,
stupid. God. Wake up. And it's also good to get publicity in China, big market.
Yeah.
Not just for selling kids, though, I hear.
Why are you wearing a Santa hat?
Merry Christmas. Because it's such a present for me to give you.
Oh, of course, yeah.
An enlightenment.
Yeah.
Yeah? Put that in your stockings.
And what should we do with this information?
Yeah.
Spread it.
That's ironic.
Why?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, yes. Can I use that in my debunking jokes?
Don't know what's in it for me.
Goodwill. I've basically told you what's gone on with the whole COVID-19 situation, 18 months of your life, and you're going, "What's in it for me?"
You just slapped me around the head.
Yeah, knock your sense into you.
We were into me.
Sense.
Cheers.
I feel like I've been ridiculed. Any more questions about the world? I know it all.
You got kids, Spencer?
No.
No.
Have you got
not
a wife?
My own. What?
Have you got a wife, girlfriend, lover?
No.
Spencer, are you happy?
Don't go, Spencer.
Spencer.
We're a nice chap. We're a nice chap. You'll never guess who you've just missed.
I haven't seen such a soggy muff since.
Hey, muff boy!
Muff boy!
Wet
minge.
Yep.
I'm a bit more perky now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
You seem calm. Well done.
Yeah. Very calm.
Yeah.
It's a great segment.
We just had some truths laid on us. So.
Really?
Considering our views of the world have just been shattered.
To be fair, if I wasn't calmed before I heard that news, I'd probably riot.
Yeah.
Wow. Which means, you know, Relax Max could be around for the next...
two weeks at least.
Oh, right. Wow. 2 years, 2 weeks. Well, I'm glad you're calm, but forget about that. It's time for Obscene Green.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen him? Obscene Green.
Thanks. Well, I don't want to bring the mood down, bring the energy down.
Wow. Well, don't then.
So I'll start with a real tummy tickler. 28th of July, 1932. Not much happened before 1900 that's interesting. White Zombie, the first feature-length zombie film starring Bela Lugosi, is released in the US. So before that, zombies weren't called zombies at all. It was the first use of the word zombie.
What were they called?
Like Living Dead.
White Zombie?
Victor. White Zombie was what it was called, yeah.
What year was it, sorry?
1932.
Oh.
Starred the guy who later played Dracula, Bela Lugosi. Very famous.
I'm going to suck
movie.
Your blood.
That's the guy. Hungarian guy. He used to do Dracula. He learned all his lines phonetically. Didn't actually learn any of the words. He just got someone to read them to him and then just memorised what they said.
Wow.
There you go. Zombies attack. What'd you do? Where'd you go?
Oh, man, that's a podcast in itself, isn't it?
Could be.
Not on this channel.
Lots of people just say, like, shopping centre, don't they?
No, but everyone would go there. That's the issue. Everyone's going there.
And what? It only takes one person.
Well, it's
not
Boxing Day with the sales. Zombies are coming.
Yeah, but everyone's, like, plan is always go to a shopping centre.
Yep.
Like, literally everyone.
What? Yeah.
Why would you go to a shopping centre?
Films, I think one of the most famous.
Stocking up, isn't it? It's that initial stock up.
The most famous zombie film.
You're going to run out of shit dead quick if everyone goes there.
But also, it takes one person to be bitten.
Bingo.
And then everyone's fucked.
I heard of, like, Asda Delivery.
The Field.
Yeah.
That one lone delivery man fighting against the horde of zombies.
No tip.
I mean, we're an island, you know, so if the zombie outbreak starts here, then, you know, head for the ports.
But if it doesn't start, if it starts, say, on the other side of the world, there's no chance it's going to make it to these
shores. Boris will still be letting the flights in.
Just get your Hopkins being sent back to zombie-filled UK. No!
The zombies don't want to.
I think my dad said once he'd just go in the shed, lock the shed down.
One last wank.
Oh no, I didn't make it. Just busted all over the cauliflowers.
What kills the zombies? More, Martin, more!
That's right.
Look at Cam shake his chest.
It's why they're all white zombies, they're covered in the stuff.
Bela Lugosi drowns.
I wish I'd not realised this.
Cover me in Vaseline, it'll work. Max it.
I've got one more, but the question after it isn't up to much.
They never are. What's your favourite colour?
But this is just a mad story.
Yeah.
1945, on the 20th of July, elevator girl Betty Lou Oliver survives falling 75 stories in a lift. So fog causes a US bomber plane flying back from doing a bombing raid to crash into the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And it breaks all the cables supporting the elevator that she works on, because that was her job, you know, back in the day. You just pick the numbers. She falls down 75 stories, as I say, and survives. This remains the world record for the longest survived elevator fall.
And today we're going to break it with Cameron Green.
Does she have any injuries?
You'd imagine she'd be pretty fucked up, like, but
every
she survived
bone
anyway.
Shadow,
yeah. Maybe she survived like a head in a jar or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Back in work on Monday.
That was Obscene Green then anyway this week.
Have you seen him? Oh, Max, I don't know about you, but I've not quite hit that adrenaline high.
Not at all.
Like, I'm still too relaxed.
That was pretty high up. We need something else. Can you think of what I'm thinking?
Oh yeah,
Looney, Looney, Looney.
Cheers, guys. I do like this kind of combo coming off the back of Obscene Green.
Yeah, it's nice. It saves us for the rest of it.
It's good. It's not like his dad during a zombie apocalypse.
Get on the zombies, not me. Might have you swallowed it, Cam. We're going to use that.
Imagine it like some sort of gymnastics turret and fucking Power Rangers. Morphin.
Lock and load.
I got some old medicines, some old treatments, some old stuff we used to do. It's quite fun. You might enjoy it. These are things that we used to do. Tobacco smoke enemas. In the day before, to kind of bring people back to life, whereas now you have a defibrillator in the back. No, but you'd have a resuscitator kit complete with rubber rectal tubes and a pair of bellows.
Because it's your bum.
Yeah, so it's
because what an enema is.
Yeah, so the idea was that you'd an almost dead body, you could kind of warm it back to life with tobacco smoke.
Yeah. Is this where the phrase blowing smoke up
is? I think that's where it comes from. Yeah.
You're bringing him back to life. Imagine that's saying that to a doctor.
I mean, the thing is,
smoke up his ass.
But they were doing it for like a good couple of centuries before they stopped.
So they were a good couple of centuries.
There must have been something to it.
Yeah. That's true, you don't just keep, everyone's just dying all the time. You don't keep using it.
The only person that died was the smoker. Yeah.
People walking around farting like chimneys. Yeah. Leaving smoke.
Who was that? You unplug them and it's like a balloon just sipping around the room.
Oh, I've got smoker's farts.
So this is early 20th century, probably, but mainly 18th century, in that it was widely accepted that women did not have orgasms, but they did suffer from female hysteria. So that's where the vibrator was invented, because so many people needed to have, what was it called?
Relief?
Paroxysm. And it's basically just getting fingered. Just getting massaged. And obviously doctors were having to do so many of these. They invented the vibrator to make it easier.
Fucking hell.
Get stuff. Literally.
Yeah.
So then you, JML, get stuffed.
The only reason it kind of stopped being used was because it started appearing in like adult stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like, oh, we can't, it's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, so this went into the 20th century. That's such a scam, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's some weird doctor out there. It's like, I need it.
There's all those people going to medical school and then the first day they're in the course, this new thing comes out, they go, oh, for fuck's sake.
Put it to the max.
Put it to the max.
I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 3 years now, and lately we've stopped having sex.
Sorry to hear that, Tom.
Oh, fuck! Lonely!
That's not that I'm... okay. I'm worried that we will break up because of this. We still have lots of fun together, and I'm happy in the relationship. Is this normal? Is there anything I can do to fix it?
So they've been together for 3 years.
Yeah.
So there's a girl writing him.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Next first.
Yeah.
We've heard some great tips. Go to a doctor, I guess, for one. But
she sounds hysterical.
But I have to assume that there's something going on with him, which is why he's not doing it. So maybe just sit down and have a conversation. God, I wonder what that would be like.
Excuse me.
I reckon you just go for it.
Just me on my own?
No, assign some people.
Okay, I'll be the dad.
Yeah.
Why'd you be a dad? What's the dad got to do with it?
I'm some rogue dad.
Stephen, you're the girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom, you're the boyfriend.
Okay.
You can be the kooky next door neighbour.
Okay.
Who just keeps bashing in for whatever reason.
Bashing in. Give me short work with people.
And scene.
What do I do tonight?
Oh, we can just hang out, you know.
Hang out at what?
You'll go, son. You'll go like father, like son, yeah?
You know when we used to live at my house?
Yeah, I remember that.
We used to have sex quite a lot, but since we've moved here, it seems to have stopped.
We all share one bed in this house.
Oh, thank God.
One family, one bed.
I think maybe we should move.
No one of those shit Japanese beds with cardboard underneath.
My dad needs
either.
Me here. He's going through some stuff at the moment.
He's
really
sick.
Think this is the best place for us to be.
Son, can you change me, class me back?
Are you sure?
I just worry what would happen if we weren't here.
Really?
I think we'd all feel like Niagara Falls, but brown.
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, it's our kooky neighbour. Oh, he's bashing it. Hello, you're right.
Are they fooking yet?
What?
Are they fooking yet?
No, not fooking. I've not been fooking at all.
You told me they'd be going at it like cat and dog.
That's what I've been. That's what she's been telling me, that they've been poking all the time.
You told me she needed relief.
I've not spoken to her about my sexual life.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this is.
Oh, it is them.
It is them.
So, sorry, also, how do cat and dog go at it? Two different species. Moron.
Like this. He's a taxidermist. He's got cats and dogs that he makes fuck.
There we go.
It's not always as simple as, you know.
Yeah, your boyfriend might be going through something.
There's other things at play. You've got to kind of look at the environment. Is it an environment where you can even feel sexy in the first place? Because that wasn't.
I'm sure, speak to them, get to the bottom of it, which is sexy in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's on his period. Time for the final question.
It's the final
question. Would you rather begin every sentence with, hey bitch, or end every sentence with, haha, I was just kidding?
It's easier to make hey bitch a thing.
Yeah. This is what I was thinking.
It's not going to go down well in a lot of situations, but with some people you won't even get anywhere.
Hey bitch. I feel like you're never going to be able to speak to a stranger. Yeah. If you were single, you're only going to attract a moron who's like, oh, I like a bad boy.
Yeah.
It all boils down.
Oh, you got that on the brain.
It all boils down to your wedding day, doesn't it? Would you rather say, like, hey, bitch, I do? Or would you rather say, like, I do? I was only kidding. And then turn around to everyone and say, I'm not kidding, I have to do this. I'm only kidding.
I feel like I could sell, haha, I was just kidding, a lot more than opening with, hey, bitch.
At your wedding?
Yeah, because take Dave, for instance. He often thinks I'm making a joke when I'm just saying something. Yeah. So if I ended it with, haha, I was just kidding... What difference does it make?
You might confuse Bruce.
Don't make this decision based on interactions with Dave.
Yeah, I can't. And you can't give any genuine advice. You can't console someone at a funeral. Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
just kidding.
Hey, they're bitch. In a better
sorry,
place
bitch. You would have to sprint so they couldn't hear you, which would also look weird. So sorry for your loss.
I'm sure your husband's in a better place. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, but then swoop that around.
See, I think it's... I think it's swoop that around.
Swoop, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Would you rather start every sentence with, let's swoop that around?
Swoop, baby,
let's
swoop.
That around. Max's Kama Sutra. Now let's swoop that around and peg him.
you do have some control over the way you say, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, hey. Like...
I was shouting at the ref at five aside. Yeah. Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
I'm going to get sent.
No, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
If you do it a little bit campy, it comes across nice.
What?
Yeah, say you were really upset. Hello, then I suppose bitch. You could be like, hey, bitch.
Yeah?
Hey. That's like what girls do when they're upset. They call each other bitch.
Hey,
shit,
bitch.
Don't they?
You've watched too much porn. Yeah. Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Want to chew my clam?
And I mean, it'd be all right if you were playing like I Spy and you're like a horse stables, but that's the only time I could think of that it actually come in handy.
If you were generally quite camp, you know, you might be able to play it off
a
bit more.
I could play it off. Yeah. I'm sure I could play it off.
Imagine you were, you've been accused of something. You're in court and you've got to defend yourself and you end it with, haha, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
What would
guilty and not guilty. Not guilty. Only kidding.
Hey, bitch, not guilty. See, I'd let that person go. Hey, bitch. Yeah, because they're that annoyed of being accused.
God, they're ballsy.
Yeah.
Size of cojones on them. Let them off.
I think as well, just in any conversation, starting it with either of those things or ending it, whatever, it would just be such a long, drawn-out conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, how was your day?
Hey, bitch.
That was good. Hey, bitch, mine was fine.
Well, homeless people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they ask for money. You'd have to give them it if you started with "Hey, bitch."
I've got no change. Ha! Only kidding. I'm keeping it.
But then you'd say, "Ha ha! Only kidding." After that, after only keeping, then you'd have to go back and give it the night.
And you get stuck in a "Ha ha! Only kidding" loop.
Yeah. If you're being genuinely honest and you've got no change, and they say, "I've got no change,"
if you go, "Hey, bitch, here's a fiver," they'll be like, "Oh,
what a nice guy." Yeah.
I'll go, "Hey, bitch."
"Hey, bitch" for me.
"Hey, bitch."
We're all "Hey, bitch."
You have to do that.
I'm fine. Ha ha, only joking.
Hey to the three people that are still watching. Let me know in the comment section whether you said "Hey, bitch" or "Ha ha, I'm only joking." Thanks, guys.
Maybe try it out with your friends and family.
Yeah. If you have any. How it goes. I imagine we're your family. And that draws us to a nice close. Well, not really, because I just said, about an orphan watching this.
Yeah.
Lonely orphan at that. Yeah.
Okay, a close then.
Oh, sorry.
Just a close.
Hey, bitch. Thanks for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Cameron Green.
Thanks, everyone. Bit of a delayed applause.
Mac Smith.
Come on, Tom, get involved.
I'll make it out.
And Tom Looney.
Hey! Looney.
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 Looney. Looney. Looney. Stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.